Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday. What's the way that song goes? Can't stand that day. I don't think that's the lyric.
Oh, Manic Monday. Are you talking about
No, Manic? No. There's a Manic Monday. There's Mike and the Mechanics. Isn't that who did that? No, this is Mamas and Papas. Monday. Can't something that day. Can't find that day. All right. James will figure it out. James Collins at the studio. The main controls in Dallas. And Jay is in Cleveland, Ohio. Doug is on the farm in Framingham. We are here for action. The highlights of the day, the highlights of the weekend, the positive stuff that you did. Did you change your evil ways if you were thinking, look at the bad. No, don't look at the bad. Look at the good, right? Because change is the only constant in life. Change your thinking. And enjoy the Mamas and Papas. Crank that up, will you, please? So good to me.
Monday morning.
It was all I hoped it would be. Yes. Reminding us of the uniqueness of Monday, starting a new week, September the 18th. Tis the season. Actually, later, well, the seasons will change. On the Thursday, is that right? Thursday is the change, and Friday is the first full day of fall. And fall seemed to have been in the air a little bit. Do you think it was a little chillier? It just felt like fall a little bit.
Yeah, it felt great.
The weekend. Yeah, it was very beautiful.
I always do get confused on which day it is because it's always, what, September 20th, 21st, 22nd, 21st, or 23rd. I feel like it's in that vicinity.
Oh, yeah. Well, it you're right on that.
It's the same day.
It's kind of, it depends on which way the wind is blowing. You know what I mean? Have your traces. So lots of change. It's the Jewish New Year as well. And the Russians celebrated Rosh Hashanah by sending missiles into the place in Ukraine, actually near Kiev, where most of the Russian Jews lived. Isn't that nice? Shows you what a wonderful humanitarian Vladimir Putin is. What a great guy he is. Yeah, he's meeting with all the great people in the world, like Kim Jong-un. Yep, and it's, at the same time send in some grinding missiles so that we can tell them who the boss is. Give them what for. All right, for those of you who are Jewish, how have you celebrated the... Let's see, it starts on last Friday, right? And then mostly over the weekend, there is the acknowledgement. It's a very solemn time. And as... we think about, it's very interesting how the New Year's work in various societies. Chinese New Year, much older. We have other New Year's. The Muslims have a New Year. The Jews have a New Year. And we have a New Year. It's not, is it? But we all think that the world revolves around the celebration of the birth of Christ and the beginning of the Christian calendar. It's really pretty damned arrogant to get right down to brass tacks. I mean, the other side of it is, though, when you think about it, it's good to have sort of one, like the American dollar has become the mainstay when it comes to internationally one currency. And so it was necessary to have sort of a universal calendar, and it was built. I don't know who decided that. I guess that would be the question. Who is it that decided that we would follow the Christian calendar rather than the Jewish calendar or the Chinese calendar or the Muslim calendar or however many other calendars there are? Ever think about that? Maybe.
No, but I think about the metric system and why everyone in the world follows that, but we don't.
Uh-huh. Because it's us. We tried the metric system. Were you old enough to remember when it was tried in school?
What year
was that? It failed. Oh, my God. I think it may have been back when I was teaching school, so you probably weren't around. It was in the 70s. was a big deal. Everything was going to change. We're going to go to the metric system. It was a colossal failure. Didn't work. Nobody could figure it out. And yet it's all based on the tens. It's easy. But we base things on the foot, 12 inches, or the yards, 36 inches. And nobody could figure, okay, so if it was 12, is it 10? And the meter is how many few inches? What? That's how it went. And so we said, except a lot of things that we buy and use, I'm thinking about the things that I use on the farm. Much of the farm equipment is made in Europe, and therefore the bolts and the nuts and stuff are all metric. You have to have a separate set of wrenches in order to make, you know, you got to work on it. There's very little of that stuff's made in America, although less and less of it's being made in Asia, in China. The tractors that I have, a lot of them were made in Canada. Some of them made in Great Britain. Some of them made in Brazil. The older ones were all made here. And then, of course, we started making them. Well, when the companies became international, for example, the International Harvester Company was called International because they went international. It was before that called McCormick. There were two guys who were making tractors, McCormick and Deering. They got together to make the first Farmall, the McCormick Deering Farmall. And then the Farmall became the standard, and International Harvester was formed around the McCormick Deering world of building tractors, and they built implements, and then they were selling stuff. John Deere came into the focus, and other people were making, Harry Ferguson was making tractors, and some of them decided they could make them either better or less expensively in other markets, or they would make them here and they make them somewhere else for the other market. But anyway, that's how metrics came in. So if you look at all of those things, Jay, that you made me thinking about, the way that we interpret things, and it all seems to be built around us and built around America. And that's something that has, over the years, caused consternation, and has some people have thought, well, those damned Americans are so arrogant. Well, but we created something here that wasn't created anywhere else and has really never been created anywhere else on the planet, certainly not in modern times. When I say modern times, I guess I'll refer to the Christian calendar and, you know, what's happened the last, let's say, 500, 600, 700 years. So am I off on a two? There it is. The explanation of history. I was just thinking about the Jewish New Year and how it's celebrated, and then that no good SOB Putin. It's interesting because the Jews said, because it blew up, you know, everything and all the power was gone, in darkness we find light. They're, you know, they overcome. The Jews have been overcoming. Yeah, well, how would you like to be a part of a group that the rest of the world wanted to seemingly push you into the sea? That's what the state of Israel has been about. There was no such thing as perfection, but because they'd been so badly treated during World War II, the thinking was, let's give them a place to go. And so how do you find a place that you can create or carve out of some area that isn't going to bother the people who are already there? And so that's the, you know, that's the essence of what goes on between the Palestinians, or really Hamas, and the Jews, because Palestinians are pretty much fine until they get stirred up by Hamas. Anyway, all right, so I go back to, I'm chuckling because I'm thinking about the time that you go into the old city of Jerusalem where all the basic religions of the world were started, in essence, because warring families and friends and feuding, that's where, you know, the Jews and the Muslims and the Christians all come together. There's a market there, and they all work and live peacefully together. The children that go to school together, so they don't know anything about it until they're indoctrinated. Isn't that, we're all born perfect, and then we screw things up by indoctrinating youngsters or having them exposed to things that change that perfection. It's really, really, it's,
yeah, giving them ideas of how to, what to think rather than the how to think.
Yeah. All right, so here's something that's kind of taken out of, excuse me, that playbook of the guy in Pennsylvania who went into the houses of those people and took food and guns and stuff. So there's this armed guy impersonating a U.S. Marshal that was arrested at a presidential campaign event for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in L.A. So the LAPD on the spot officers responded to a radio call of a man impersonating the marshal at the Kennedy for President event. This is an area of Los Angeles where he'll do very, very well. He'll do okay, actually, in Los Angeles for lots of different reasons. So the suspect had a loaded gun. He had a shoulder holster and a badge stating that he was a marshal. Security. I don't think he has Secret Service, does he? Yet does.
No, I don't believe he does. I think he was trying to petition to get it, and he was denied.
Yeah, why was he denied? Okay, that was a controversy. I remember that. Why was he denied? Because some people think that he's a cuckoo bird. Yeah, he's a cuckoo bird because he didn't go along with he's anti the current state of affairs, right? And he's turned out to be, you know, with all of the focus, the first focus on, wow, he's an anti-vaxxer. Well, the more you find out about the vaccines, and the more you get onto the, he's more in the current trend of thinking. The whole business of vaccines, you know, they're advertising all over the place, spending lots of money, because I don't want to say nobody's getting the shots, but very few people are getting the shots. Are you going to get? No, you're not going to get them. I'm not going to get them. I don't think they're necessary. Build up your immune system. Do it the natural way. And can we stop? How do we stop all the drug advertising? This society is so, you know, drugged up. We talk about people that get coked up.
Mm-hmm.
We're onto every time. I started to watch Yellowstone last night, although I realized when I saw it, I had never realized that I'd seen the first episode before, but I did. It was the first episode to be broadcast on mainstream TV, and I'll bet it was the number one show of the night, frankly. A lot of hoopla. But anyway, why did I get off onto that tangent?
Well, no, but instead of a lot of these drug companies pushing...
Oh, drugs in every spot.
You need to have this. Stop telling people what they need to do. Just suggest that you have a conversation with your doctor. Everything should be between the doctor and the patient, and it is nobody else's business.
18 after the hour on Good Day.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Gain Flings.
Gain Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Gain Flings. Seriously good scent. Gain Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The hour Monday on the Good Day program. Yep, again, another Monday. Well, why don't you dig out for the next half hour, James, Manic Monday, because Jay made me, was getting me to think about that. Yes, exactly. All right, so here's the story. Whenever you see Rolling Stone, or whenever somebody from my era sees Rolling Stone, right away we go to not the magazine, we would go to the Stones. I want to hear Satisfaction. But this headline was not about the Stones. It was about the co-founder of the magazine, the Rolling Stone, a guy named Jan Wenner. I think that's how his name is pronounced. Who was co-founder of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But he has suffered a fate worse than death, and we'll talk about that after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Alright, so Jay, I really want to get to the bottom of this because I think, once again, an example of going too far. This guy has been removed, Jan Wenner, who is a co-founder of the Hall of Fame, removed from the board of directors because he made comments that were seen by some as disparaging toward black and female musicians.
basically saying that black and female musicians are not inarticulate, but they're not not inarticulate. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I didn't understand what he said or what how it was interpreted, and I didn't understand that. He was publicizing a new book called The Masters that has interviews with Bob Dylan and Jerry Garcia, Mick Jagger, John Lennon, Bruce Springsteen, Pete Townsend, and Bono, all white and all male. Okay. And then so he was asked why he didn't interview women or black musicians. He said it's not that they're inarticulate, although you do have to go deep in conversation with Grace Slick or Janis Joplin. They were both drug addicts, for God's sakes. They couldn't have been coherent. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of damn men who are drug addicts and still are. So that's a stupid statement.
Yeah, that you can't have deep conversations with black musicians or with female musicians.
Well, what he said was...
He was wrong.
Well, but to have him, to have the immediate response be, I got to take him out of everything, instead of working through it, this is one of the problems. There's just too much quick to judge. Not that what he said was right or what came out in the book was good, but on the other side of it, there's nobody who can say anything. You can't make a comment about anything without being diminished or canceled.
And well, when you have so many other things involved, like being on the board of directors with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum that also does a lot of good work, this story takes away from it. And so a lot of times you have to distance yourself from that person so that the entirety of everything doesn't come down.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren X.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Two pilots competing in a National Air Championship air races in Reno, Nevada died yesterday after their planes collided while landing. The Reno Air Racing Association made the announcement. The accident took place around 2 p.m. during a race at the conclusion of a five-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Races Association, wrote that he was completely devastated and heartbroken. In a social media post yesterday, the annual air show has been held in the Nevada desert since 1964. However, a series of deaths at the event has raised questions over its regulations. Three pilots died at the race in 2007, and 10 spectators and a pilot were killed in a crash in 2011. Texas state senators over the weekend acquitted Attorney General Ken Paxton of all impeachment charges, allowing him to return to his job. Lance Pry, USA News. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Ryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Like this song.
That's my fun day. I don't have to run day.
How funny.
Manic Monday.
So, as a disc jockey, I played, I was always a pop. I always did the hits when I was playing music from 1965 to 1974. So my... Maybe my prejudice was already toward that, but then being on any, how many radio stations did I do? One, two, three, four different stations over the course of that time. Some of them, I worked on three radio stations. I know you'll find this hard to believe, Jay. I was on three stations at the same time. And so you could hear me in Providence, in Boston, and out in the suburbs on three different stations on Sundays. And so I was, but there were different kinds of programming. Some, one of them was a talk thing, and the other was an easy, good listening music thing. The other was a hit thing. And so I've had a prejudice toward hits. So if I'm ever in my car or truck and I'm listening to the 70s channel, on Sirius over the weekend, I can hear the countdowns from Casey Kasem. I get so excited. There's Casey Kasem with the countdown. Yeah. Is that the kind of, that's the way it worked.
Living in the
then.
Memory.
Yeah. So, you know what we should do, James? We ought to find songs. Find as many songs that have Monday in the title. Find as many songs that have Tuesday, like the Moody Blues have Tuesday after, you know, that Wednesday, Thursday. I don't know if there are many Wednesday songs, but see what you can find. Just
I'm now hearing the Happy Days theme song in my head.
Monday, Tuesday, Happy Days. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got
exactly. Yep. All right. So we're at it here on the Good Day program. Monday, the 18th. Beside being an important day for all kinds, every day is important. Today is Locate an Old Friend Day. So I located an old friend, the Old Farmer's Almanac, over the weekend. I haven't seen or looked at an Old Farmer's Almanac for a number of years. There are two Farmer's Almanacs. There's the old original Farmer's Almanac that was established back in 1792 and has been published and circulated every year since then. And then there's somebody who used to work for him that started the new Farmer's Almanac, which is nowhere near as good as the old Farmer's Almanac. And one of the things about the old Farmer's Almanac, you can find them when you go to the grocery store, you can find copies. They have great ads. For example, there is an ad for chicken soup for the soil.
That's
you know, the older
cute.
Books,
I
chicken
like
soup for the
soil.
Yeah, exactly. There's that. And then there's all kinds of seed catalogs in here, and the whole business about land and what you do with it, and planting in your garden, and the seasons, and new kinds of vegetables that are here, and a lot of things that people are talking about that are practical, like what's the best wallet to have that you can find, look at some of the things. In here, it is a, they have the trends that are likely for next year, right? And then they look at the human condition. For example, they get an article in here about when the most people feel the least energy during the day. And that's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which mm-hmm. makes sense, right? And they go through that and what's going on and how you can fix
the
it.
3 p.m. slump.
Yep, right. And then there's a story about the number of extra hours that Americans say they would need to finish their daily to-do list. What do you think? How many hours do you think the average person would say they need more? How many more hours a day to finish what they're supposed to be doing?
Somewhere around 3 or 4.
Four. Yeah.
Four, okay.
Four is the number. Right, exactly. Yep. And then they go through silly, interesting stats, like 11 million people own an RV. That's a lot of people. I didn't know idea. And then of that group, 400,000 people live full time in the RV.
Mm-hmm.
That right? And there are 1.6.
I wonder how much of an increase since the pandemic, though.
That's very interesting. Yeah, that'd be good to know. 1.6 million RV campsites in the U.S. Never knew that. Never. Anyway, so there's just a lot of stuff in here that you can address, if that's what you would like to do. I would like to address some other things that are going on here. For example, there was a secret meeting over the weekend between the National Security Advisor, our National Security Advisor, and China's Foreign Minister, because they're setting up a meeting between, it's a secret though, Joe Biden is going to meet with Jing Sing Ping Ling, to try to ease tensions that have been created by the Chinese. We didn't create them. They created them. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't speak about it. Actually, that shows a certain amount of leadership. We ought to be talking. There's no reason why we should be, we should realize the evil or the error of our ways with them. That is giving them all of our business and setting them up. They figured us out fast, and then they should take responsibility for all of the chiseling secrecy that they're trying, you know, they're installing stuff because they're, you know, they're kind of wormy, squirmy, wormy. You know what I mean? So maybe there's a way to deal with that. Who knows? That's not, all the tensions in the world, no matter where they are, where they're created. I was talking earlier about Hamas and the Jews and, you know, all of the world, all the tensions. I guess just think about the tensions you have in your own life. How do you fix them? How do you go through things that you disagree with your spouse on, for example? You're disagreeing with your children, you disagree with your boss or whatever it is. Fine to have independent thinking, but how do you resolve? It's not, he's wrong and I'm right. Because that never fixes anything. It you know, kind of creates more tension, which who needs that? Don't need that. All right. This 1-year-old dead, 3 of the young children hospitalized, drug paraphernalia at a daycare center. Good God. Can you imagine the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, announcing that 4 children attending a daycare facility appear to have come in contact with an opioid that sent them all to the hospital. One of them died.
Some kind of
these exchange. People should be sent to jail for the rest of their lives.
We need to figure
out what
happened.
The people responsible
happened.
For this.
Yeah.
Well,
they were. Right. It was nap time, and they were having trouble waking the children.
Well, but what did they? Why is that stuff there? What in the world is? And so what else could be the case other than somebody in this daycare center using drugs, leaving them around, and the kids find them and pick them up?
Mm-hmm.
Right? What else could it be? Give me some other scenario.
Well, the question is, how did it get there? Who?
One of the people in the daycare center is on drugs.
The who of it, yes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So what should happen to them? Jail for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
Take them out of society. Out of society. Gonzo.
A child is dead. They are very much held responsible. But then also the leadership there has to do better, too.
Mm-hmm. How many broken hearts because of this kind of thing? Drugs are a curse, man. But you wonder when, I say this all the time, who was it that was walking along and saw a weed on the ground and picked it up and dried it and smoked it? Who did that?
Who was that?
But think about what we smoke, and who is the first person to see something like a weed, that's some piece of grass, take it, excuse me, and maybe it was something that was starting that started a fire, but the origins of smoking weeds, and you know, then it became tobacco, but that stuff that was grown now specifically to smoke, but it was at one point in time, there were nobody, you know, where did it start? How did it start? Who was the first person? Where was it that someone decided to roll a weed or to inhale the smoke from a weed? Aren't you curious about that? I know I'm curious about a lot of stuff.
I cannot say I have given much thought to that.
Well, but I mean, think about it for a second, right? Unga bunga. All right, here's another one. Evacuations ordered this weekend in Nebraska. Explosion inside a shipping container at the largest rail yard in the world. The explosion took place at the Union Pacific Bailey Yard. It's the largest rail yard. It's in North Platte, Nebraska. So folks out there can hear us talking about this. This caused an emergency evacuation for the entire area. It shut down the interstate. The toxic smoke, good God. It took hours for them to let it, you know, clear out, if you will. 23,000 people live in this area. So they took everybody out that was within a mile of where the explosion took place. Nobody mm-hmm. kind of yet seems to know what this was. There was some kind of can you pronounce this? Perchloric, I think it is. Perchloric acid, which is very hazardous. It's used to make bombs. So what the hell are we transporting that stuff in a tanker car for?
It makes you wonder, yeah.
Huh?
Well, then, of course, so people are evacuated, and then there are updates of, like, hey, if you live in certain vicinities, be prepared to evacuate based on how the wind blows.
What? Seriously? What are we carrying this stuff around? Why is there this stuff being carried around? All right. Okay, next item, as we get back into precociousness of the Biden administration, and let's pay everybody's student loans, and then they couldn't get that through Congress, so there was a, wasn't there a moratorium on student loan payments? And now this week they start again. That's an interesting perspective on things, what happened. Some people did get their college loans paid off. I forgot what the criteria was. But now, for those who didn't, time to resume the outrageous interest rates that you have to pay. That would be the way to fix the problem, to make it so that the loans weren't like 8-9% or whatever they are. This, I never understood how this, you know, they make such a big deal out of, well, this is wonderful, you can borrow the money. What a screw job it is, right, in terms of how much money it costs you to borrow the money? Anyway, so this started in March of 2020 when something else started. Wow, let's go back in history. What happened? What else happened in March of 2020 that could have caused this to stop? Right. The shock of this this disease, this bug, this virus. Remember? It was in all the papers, Jay. You remember, right? It happened, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm being somewhat facetious. So supposedly. It was only supposed to last 6 months, and then it was extended by Trump, and then it was extended by Biden, so I guess the courts considered his proposal to forgive that $20,000 for everybody making less than 100 and a quarter to be illegal, so that's when that all stopped, but. Anyway, that's something else that's starting today at 48 at the hour. This is a good day.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name, but more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin, who's here to talk about weight loss. What else would she talk about?
You know, we have been talking about this for years together. We've been talking about this together for years. And then we've been helping customers lose weight safely since 1997. So we're talking about 26 years of healthy weight loss. And you don't get to be in business with a product that doesn't work, you know, for that long. This product is proven safe. It's got a huge 86% success rate. This is the biggest sale we do all year. We've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy three, get three, buy four, get four, buy five, get five, buy 10, get 10. It's like paying half price. I mean, it's going to get you through the end of this year where you're going to be looking better, feeling better for the holidays.
I'm a proponent of being on it all the time. I am.
And there are a lot of side benefits that people, you know, you get on it for the weight loss, but you end up staying on it because it does help with sleep. It helps with joint pain. It's great for the natural energy.
Go to toploss.com to get the deals. Use Doug as a discount code when you check out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour, sending goodness and graciousness and light to all of the listeners around the country on the Good Day program. It's Food, Farm, and Family time. Today is Rice Krispies Treats Day. Oh, yeah. It was first the treats were introduced in a book about desserts back in 1938, according to the recipe in the book. The treat was made from cereal, butter, sugar, molasses, and vinegar. Oh, yum. The first rice candy or whatever the heck you call this treat originated back in 1916, Jay, in another cookbook. And so then I guess they were used a lot for campfire girls back in the 30s and the 40s. They figured out how to make them, and then the Scouts sold them. That's how kind of the Girl Scout cookie thing began. They began with Rice Krispies treats. Did you know that?
I didn't, no.
Really? And Campfire Girls added marshmallow to the mix. So then the Rice Krispies treats, what do we call them today, the Rice Krispies? What do they call those Rice Krispies things?
The Rice Krispies treats?
Yeah, but aren't they called something beside that? The Rice Krispies treat, is that it?
Any other word.
No, okay. All right, so from 1939 to today, the Kellogg's trademark was added. It's Rice Krispies Treats. And so there was a jingle introduced by the Rolling Stones, right? In 1960s when the Stones became popular, right? The Stones and Rice Krispies, that's a combination.
That's not what I would expect.
That's it. Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, let's see. We have our recalls of the day today. Parents are alerted, caregivers, about two varieties of Little Oak infant formula. The company is recalling, sold in the U.S. illegally because the company hasn't submitted the required pre-market notification to the Food and Drug Administration. So Little Oak Natural Goat Milk Instant Formula, Little Oak Natural Goat Milk Follow-On Formula, bring it back to the store and get your money. We actually demand because it was sold illegally. I don't know. You know, this may be one of those record-keeping things, much as anything else. I don't know anything about this formula, but I know that goat's milk is very, very, very healthy and very good for you, as raw milk is from the cow. This is very good stuff, but I don't know what the preparation, you know, you don't know what the bottles were like. Did they not get cleaned? And so all of that stuff.
Yeah, didn't follow
that's
the stuff.
Focus.
Well, and these are sold
mixing it
solely on their website, but this is being promoted a lot on social media, so a lot of people will see things and they'll
they
go
jump
to
on
website
them
and then go buy
yep
it.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so there's that recall. Now, tons of ground beef have been recalled over the weekend because of E. coli. Let's see here. Ground beef recalled. This is by the government, the USDA. Let's see, a sample batch of this stuff from the American Foods Group at Green Bay, Wisconsin. Let's see here. 80-pound cases with 10-pound plastic tubes. This is gross all across the board. Now, this is how ground beef, though, you know, when you prepare ground beef for sausage, for example, in casings, that's what this is all about. The casings are probably faulty because that always has been a problem. E. coli there, you don't really know where this stuff comes from. The labs don't test for this particular thing, or at least they didn't at the Green Bay dressed beef factory. So far there aren't any illnesses that have been reported, but the test showed that there was a positive test for E. coli. So you can cook this stuff if you had. I always say everything that you eat, every piece of meat, everything, you make sure that you cook it through and through, because you can't trust any of this stuff anymore. You just can't. Eating raw steak is stupid. Raw hamburgers, not smart. Chicken, you can get really sick. Chicken
ooh,
and
yeah,
pork.
Poultry is like
gross.
You have beef tartare on menus, but you don't have poultry tartare.
No. Well, that's there are probably a lot of reasons for that. I'm not an expert in beef because I think it's gross to eat it. But at any rate, this is the U.S. beef industry this year is projected to make $20 billion. Imagine how many cows I get sent to slaughter. Just think of that, much as anything else, right? 1.2 million cows. So, yankabunga. All right. Anyway, you've heard it from us. First, fast, and factually. This is a good day program. Foodfarmandfamily.com is where you get more info on this. 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.